Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, everybody, let's get at it as we start this expanded three-hour show today here on Political Coffee. Right here, I'm your host, and in the immortal words of Chevy Chase, I'm Jeff Kropp, and you're not. This is, I don't know if you feel the way I do, but yeah, you probably do. This is an exciting time to be alive. It's also a really scary time to be alive. And every now and then you have to inject, you know, maybe a little bit of humor. Now, let me just say that about humor in politics, you have to be really careful with it. Especially in a time where we are, you know, as a nation, we're pretty bitterly divided right now. And I have to tell you that, you know, humor, if it's used skillfully in politics, can really be effective at just sort of touching people's hearts and their minds to some extent. So today I'm going to share with you, somewhere through this 3-hour show today, I'm going to share with you some humor that has a lot of just truth behind it. And that's usually the best humor that there is. But let's get into the serious stuff here on Political Coffee. You know, the whole reason that we do this show, the reason I do this show, and now 3 hours a day, is because it matters. Politics in your life, it matters. It matters a lot more than what you want to admit to, more than I want to admit to. And I mean that. I don't like it. I don't like that. And I guess this is part of me being a conservative, freedom-loving farmer. I like my freedom. And I think, frankly, most people do too, except the progressive numbskulls, idiots. I hate to characterize people that way, but how can you keep voting for people to lead you that do nothing but fail at everything they do? Ted Wheeler is a prime example of that. He supposedly has brokered this deal that is ending the chop zone around this house, supposedly. But what's going to come out of that? First of all, you know, nobody's talking to anybody, and he's even admitting it. So what really will have happened here? And if you're the guy that bought that property out of foreclosure, are you going to get paid? Or who's going to pay you? And if it all falls apart, does it come back? And will it happen again? Well, it will, and you know why it will, because it's human nature. And this is why we talk about the things that we talk about here in Political Coffee. We talk about these things because we want you to change your world with the persuadable people in your world, and you know who they are. So we try to talk about these issues, whether it's human nature, when it comes to, you know, if you don't read... You know this with your children, right? You establish rules in your home. And what happens if you don't hold them, your kids, to accountability for observing those rules? What happens? Well, you know what happens. If you don't hold them to account, they just keep pushing the limits, don't they? Why? Because that's human nature. So when it comes to weak leadership, feckless leadership of Ted Wheeler... And I don't know how else to characterize it. When it comes to that kind of thing, you know that if the people... Now, I will say this. He has said that he's going to hold people accountable who violated the law here. Yeah, good luck with that. Does anybody believe he really means that? First of all, it's not in his wheelhouse to do that. Whose is it? Ah, it's the George Soros-funded social justice warrior, DA of Multnomah County. You think he's going to do it? I couldn't stop laughing when I heard Ted Wheeler say that, no, as part of the deal, I didn't agree to, you know, holding him accountable. It's not your agreeance. You know what's going to happen. Again, this is human nature. You know what's going to happen. They're just going to do it again. They'll find another excuse, another reason, because it's all about social justice warriors. And this is what frustrates me as a guy who has to live, just like you have to live your life. And I have to live my life with common sense. You know it, and I know it. That's why I'm frustrated. Because people vote for people like Ted Wheeler. I know he was the lesser of two evils from the out-and-out overt communist, Sarah Iannarone. But come on. But you see, it's not just them. It's the legislature. It's their city council members. People like Joanne Hardesty that I used to serve with when I served in the legislature in the House of Representatives years ago. Or the Multnomah County Commissioners, some of which are outed hypocrites like Sharon Mirren. You know, we got to shut everything down. And then she goes off to Hawaii. Yeah, that's that hypocrisy, right? Nobody likes it. I don't like it. Do you like it? And I bet the people that are persuadable in your world don't like it either. Now, I just say all of that to you because, again, trying to just paint for you the picture why it matters that we do this radio show and why it matters that this radio station is out there to have conversations with you about these things. Because what you think about them matters too. It really does. Because, you know, I can sit behind a microphone and pontificate all day long. But unless it means something, unless it helps you change your world, it's meaningless. And I don't want to waste my time. I mean that sincerely. I want every one of you to be committed to preserving your liberty. Whether you're a person of faith or not doesn't matter. And I don't care what your faith is, as long as it is Christ-based, in my personal opinion. You need to be praying for this country. We're truly at a pivotal point, because I want to talk about some things today. Bill Barr's resignation is interesting. What does it mean in the long run? But even more importantly, I want to talk about how this election for president might play out here. And then the odds, I think, are increasing pretty dramatically that Trump probably is going to invoke, my guess is, either over the weekend after he gets this report on Friday or shortly thereafter, because time is short. And they have to, based on what we found from the Dominion machines and other things, including something that's going to happen today in Polk County, and I'll get to that along with Representative Mike Nierman. I'll get to that after a bit, because it does add into all of this that we're experiencing right now. We're going to talk about how this plays out. And there's a great piece about what happened yesterday, and it's in the National File. It's called Contingent Election, and I'll get to it because I want to talk to Ron here in a moment. It's called Pence and the GOP Senate Can Invalidate the Democrat Presidential Electors in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. There is a constitutional process. But the only way, and we're going to get into that because I want to lay this out, because it is very confusing because you don't know what to believe. But I'm telling you, friends, there is a way that this can play out this way. Now, whether it will or not is entirely different, but kind of that depends on us. And frankly, it depends on the president and people like Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani putting even more evidence out there, if that evidence hasn't been wiped clean. We'll get into that as we go through the show today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. You can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am, and I will do my best to read it on the air. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm awesome today. Got 3 hours to talk with folks.
That's good. Main thing, 1876 keep coming up in my mind, brother. He's going to have to go down that road. And the second thing we have to remember is that the there was people in Michigan that was denied, that was chosen as electors, that was denied to go vote for the Electoral College. Now, I think that may raise a lot of stink. The six Republicans in Nevada, they may be very useful in January 6th. But you know the main important thing I want you to think about, besides the Polk County thing that I may go by and see Mike on it, is that when, on the 23rd, Bard retires, or at least the White House, and the end of the 2018 executive order by our president. Now, my question would be, what's going to happen? And I personally believe he's going to have to spread his wings out and do his job. And I have a pray, I pray, and I'm encouraging everybody to pray, no matter who you are, no matter which party or whatever, to pray that the Lord will give justice for those that was disenfranchised. And that the last thing I will say is that we are Americans. We only serve one flag. We're not going to do like Cruella DeVille up there in Michigan, dividing, segregationally dividing by the American flag and then doing some other garbage. Do me no different than me asking them to do the Hallelujah Choir and poisoning out my religious views right there on the floor, which in my opinion, constitutionally is a God-given right that our founding fathers practiced all the way to the 50s. So keep your head together, people. Don't get mad. Lean on the Lord with all your heart. And if you want to do something, call the representatives in Arizona and all the battleground states. And call ours. We need to get a backbone, because we could have contested because of our maybe potentially irregularities here. And I got a bunch of questions I read overnight here. And I may be addressing them with my county county clerk. So can't wait. God bless you,
Very
people.
Good. Very good.
And keep your heads together.
Ron, yep, mm-hmm. That's good advice, and I completely agree with you. That's Ron. What do you think? 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. All of this is tied together. Bill Barr's resignation and the guy who's replacing him, like Ron just alluded to, might be part of what Donald Trump is planning to do very soon. And that triggers a lot of other things. It's 6:20 in the morning. Back in a moment. We're really just getting started. How does this all play out?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us as we dive into the political issues of the day and what they mean in your life and how you can use them in common sense conversations with people in your world that are persuadable. Because we need to persuade a lot more people in America and, boy, right here in Oregon. You know, got a great email. By the way, you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am like Dwight did. Time's Person of the Year, a joke. He writes this. Time magazine rewards the man who hid in his basement for months during the 2020 presidential campaign. The man is nicknamed Big Guy. At least that's what the family calls him. On the other hand, Time magazine failed to acknowledge the man who successfully put together several public-private partnerships and accurately predicted an effective COVID-19 vaccine by the end of 2020. Additionally, he and medical researchers developed a marketable vaccine in under 1 year, where the development process normally takes at least 5 years. For the record, Joe Biden had nothing to do with developing the COVID-19 vaccine. What he's talking about here is Trump got dissed by Time magazine. And he has a link to a Hill article. It's Time rewarding Biden-Harris Person of the Year is an insult to healthcare. Yeah, it's an insult to lots of other things. By the way, that SolarWinds Orion hack, that CISA, for only the fifth time since their existence in 2015 have they issued this emergency warning. Everybody, including and thousands of companies that use SolarWinds, you've been hacked, or likely, because now there's a backdoor. So there's a article suggesting, or asking the question really, was the SolarWinds Orion hack a signal to collect their Dominion voting systems data? One of the things that came out of the Antrim, Michigan machines, if you heard Rudy Giuliani talk about, in fact, you just read the report about that from the forensics teams that looked at it, is that the adjudication data was wiped clean. They're trying to cover their tracks. That's why if Trump literally goes through with this executive order and says that there is reasons for him to invoke the executive order and begin literally confiscating these machines, impounding them, will the data be there? That's the question I have. That would prove everything that we believe to be true, that is part of this very sophisticated stealing of this election. You know, one of the things that is important to us having conversations is these great small businesses that advertise on this radio station, like Freedom Heating and Air. You know, go to their website. In fact, let me do that right now. It's very simple. It's freedomheatingandair.net. I just typed that in. I know that's maybe I'm not as fast at typing as you are, but it is what it is. So freedomheatingandair.net. We've got a great website. Their number is 503-580-1456. 580-1456. They've been here in the Salem area a long time. You know, there are people who can do really just about everything for you. They can fix that ailing heating system during the summer, your air conditioning systems, maintaining your decisions. They even have, you can do part of the work yourself. They have DIY kits. No kidding. They also talk about eliminating airborne pathogens. You know, this is still a big deal. There's still this thing called COVID running around out there that everybody's worried about, apparently. And, you know, they can help you with these ultraviolet systems that kill that stuff. So why don't you give Freedom Heating and Air a call or visit their website. It's freedomheatingandair.net. It's all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. 503-580-1456. So Bill Barr resigns. Now, the guy who's replacing him, there's a story about him in the Gateway Pundit today. And he's a guy by the name of Jeff Rosen. Now, Bill Barr brought him in with him, okay? Jeff Rosen wrote a piece about, well, he wrote an essay on foreign influence in U.S. elections. Now, what's interesting, this gets Ron over at Code Monkey Z, whatever the heck that is, tweets about this yesterday. And at the bottom of the tweet, okay, is a, and in fact, it's, he has a link to the remarks of Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen. Okay, so these are official remarks by the Deputy U.S. Attorney General. And this guy tweets about it, says, quote, foreign actors are covertly trying to undermine confidence in our elections. And then, quote, trying to malign foreign influence efforts in our elections has been a perennial problem. Well, below that, and again, there's a link to the actual remarks of the Deputy U.S. Attorney General. Below that, what does Twitter do? They have in reddish pink there, they say, this claim about election fraud is disputed. That's why you don't want to have anything to do with Twitter anymore, folks. That's why I'm over at Parler. And that's why I intend at some point to get off of Facebook, too. Just yesterday, when I talked about the vaccine article in Natural News that cites this study that says kids who are unvaccinated are healthier than the kids who are vaccinated. They wouldn't let me post that. Now, I find ways around that, but so we'll get into more of what can happen and why Bill Barr's resignation and the guy who's replaced him will help Trump if he chooses to go down that road and how it all plays out. It's 6:30 in the morning. You're listening to Political Talk.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the first of the hour. Hey, quick programming note for you. Even though we've expanded to 3 hours, only the first hour is rebroadcast on at 6 o'clock in the evening. However, all 3 hours will be available on the podcast. Now, before I go back to the phones, let me just remind you that ProBioscience makes the what I think are the highest quality and the most effective, you know, CBD products that are out there. In fact, if you go to their website, they have new lower prices. Uh-huh. That's kind of cool. And if you check out their website, it is pro and then the dash mark, bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. You can see, well, you can learn all about their tinctures, their capsules, their topicals, the beauty products that they have now, products for your pets, and even kits. And the cool thing is you can have your choice, full spectrum, which has all of the cannabinoids, including a tiny little bit of THC in it. Never enough to even begin to think about getting you high. Broad spectrum, which has less of the cannabinoids. And then isolate, which has zero THC. Now, if you're in a sensitive position and you want to use some of these great products because you think it might help you like it helps me, but you can't afford to fail a drug test, you can use the isolate products that they have available for you. So check it all out on the web. It's pro-bioscience.com. If you buy anything online, use the discount code Christ. The discount code, the word Christ. I mean, after all, December is the month of Christmas. So Christ. You get 15% off. Plus, again, they have these new lower prices. And if you talk to them, ask them about their loyalty rewards program. We can get even lower prices for referring people, your friends and your neighbors. Pro-bioscience.com. So Bill Barr's resignation clears the way for a guy that has written an essay about foreign influence in elections. And it only gives us a picture of him. It may be that he's a guy, even though he has spoken highly of the DOJ and the FBI, I mean, he is a professional. It's not realistic to think that, you know, Bill Barr is a quality man. And I hated to see him go, but, you know, he did the reasons that he did the things that he did for a reason. And I think it's probably because ultimately Trump was very upset at him for not letting this Hunter Biden stuff out there. But also because probably Trump wants him to appoint a special prosecutor specifically to look into elections things. And I think Bill Barr refused and just said, you know, Mr. President, if I'm not the right guy for you, I'll just walk away. And you can find somebody else to do it. I don't think this guy, Jeff Rosen, who is somewhat like Bill Barr, is going to go in and clean out the swamp within the DOJ and the FBI. And it needs to happen. But at least he has some semblance of his belief based on this essay that, in fact, he would probably give a favorable ear to the president's invoking of this executive order. The executive order gives the president the right to go ahead himself and appoint a special prosecutor. Now, you gotta have the Department of Justice's help here, okay, to do that. That's the reality of how it works. You can't just go off and do that willy-nilly. So that's the whole point about Bill Barr getting out of the way. Now, what does it mean when it comes to using all of this with what happened yesterday in the Electoral College vote? What does it mean? Well, we'll dive into that. But first, I promised we'd go to the phones, and I need to follow through on that promise. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails always to jeff@1220.am. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Well, your opinion of Bill Barr is quite different than that of Sebastian Gorka. Boy, you should have heard him slamming Bill Barr on Newsmax last night.
I did, actually. I watched him do that, yeah.
The swamp is so deep, my friend. And, you know, where we're going, God only knows. I do want to say that Trump is definitely running out of options, and obviously the Supreme Court has not been favorable to him, which we know. So, you know, the most important aspect that I think we should be focusing on, because the country is definitely going to go down the toilet if the Democrats take over the Senate. And that is so scary. Now, I listen to, you know, what the Republicans are doing in Georgia right now. And they got lots of people on the ground. And hopefully there isn't going to be any corruption like we've seen in all those other states, because it's truly scary, Jeff. And we need to be focused, laser focused, and not beat each other up right now. Get, the Senate, and then we got to focus not only nationally, but here in the state, is cleaning up these damn messes that the Democrats have given us. And we got to be focused on that. We got to quit beating each other up as Republicans and come up with a plan, because, you know, what's coming up here in the next legislative session scares the holy heck out of me, and it should scare the heck out of every Republican and independent in this state.
Why do you say that?
Well, because you got the governor, you got a majority in the House and the Senate. They forced the gross receipts tax on us last time. What are they going to do to us this time? The governor's talking about closing prisons. She's talking about closing up the what she calls a loophole for small businesses and taxes. They're going to create an environment here that just is bad for all of us. Not that it isn't already bad, but it's going to get worse.
So do you think that largely depends on Republicans having the courage to walk out and shut the session down again? I mean, how many times can they play that card?
Well, that's the whole thing, Jeff. I mean, we can only play that card so long. And we need to quit beating each other up on the Republican side and start being proactive.
Where are we beating each other up on the Republican side? What are you talking about?
Okay. I've heard you and other people talk about the Republican leadership not doing their job and stuff like that. What we should be doing is all meeting
isn't
together.
Isn't that fair criticism? I mean, when a coach for a football, baseball, basketball team isn't getting the job done and the team keeps losing, isn't it fair for somebody to come out and say, hey, you know, maybe we ought to change leadership here? Isn't that fair?
Well, we ought to work on changing leadership if that's what needs to be done. But I haven't heard one candidate that wants to take over this mess.
Yeah, you have. Take on that. What are you talking about? You got State Senator Dallas Hurd and State Senator Herman Bertziger are vying to become the next chairman and vice chairman of the Oregon Republican Party.
Okay, I hadn't heard that.
You hadn't heard that?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Well, I've talked about it on this show.
I didn't catch that, Jeff. Every once in a while, I miss you, but I don't remember hearing that on the program. But, you know, working together and coming up with a plan together, because I think that's the way we succeed. And quite frankly, I don't think Herman did a very good job on the legislature side when we had all the problems before.
Why? He led 3 walkouts. You don't think that's worthwhile? I think that's pretty good. In fact, I think it's extraordinary that he was able to get it done. Thanks, Art. Back in a moment with Glenn. Your thoughts. It's 6:48 in the morning. I got lots more to talk about. All night long. Oh, all night long.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
In a moment, I want to get to what will happen if, in fact, we go to what's called the contingent election scenario. And that's where these dueling slates of electors that happened yesterday, how that all plays out. It's an interesting piece written in the National File about it. And there's a monkey in the ointment because it ain't all good, folks. That's why you need to keep praying. We need divine intervention. We had prayer last night, by the way, down at the church that I go to in Harrisburg, Life Bible. In fact, we pray on Monday nights there. Then I come into Albany and a group of us prays. And this is specifically for politics, folks. And right now during this election. But it's, you know, one of the guys that prayed last night said something profound. And it's really true because it's something that you know and I know. This just isn't about Trump. And it's not just about this election. It's much deeper than that. It's everything we care about. It's everything we hold dear. That's what this is about. Because frankly, it is all hanging in the balance. All of it. Let's go to the phones. I promise I go to Glenn. Glenn, thanks for hanging on through the break. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, with Art, we've been doing a lot. All of our actions and rallies and everything. We've all been very active, putting our money and time, distance, driving, everything. We've been very active. So I'm not ready to give up. However, I do think, like you said, the Cybersecurity Act you mentioned yesterday of 2018, very interesting. The foreign players intervening into affairs of American government and elections. Very interesting. In my gut feeling is that if the president would pardon Assange, and he's already pardoned General Flynn, these are the two guys that could really bust that thing down. And if he does enact it, he's got to enact it quickly, this before the weekend. Friday, he needs to pardon Assange and get Assange working with General Flynn. He must. If he did that, and they seize all the machines, and they find the irregularities, it's going to push seating a president in July in January backwards. They won't be able to seat the president. I'd be okay with even neither president going in there. And if you put in Nancy and she had a moment with her deep freezer and some ice cream, it'd be great.
What makes you think, by the way, that Julian Assange is going to help Trump working with Mike Pence? You know, he's been very clear. He has never revealed his sources to him. To have him help Flynn and Trump, he would have to reveal his sources. I don't think he's going to do that.
His only hope of continuing his life back to normal is to do exactly this. Because he's in Europe, I think he's still jailed in Europe. Isn't that not correct? Is he not? Is he not hunkered down in Europe?
I believe he is. Yeah, I believe he is. Mm-hmm. And the feds, U.S. government wants him. He's fighting.
He needs to come. Mm-hmm. He needs to be pardoned, and then the president needs to bring him here to the U.S. to work on this whole issue, and that would help him and the American people and General Flynn. And busting down the security of what happened in all of these computer systems, software, hardware, all of it that's been so corrupt. I begin to wonder if when Chris Dudley ran against Kitzhoffer, if that wasn't all rigged. Was the software and hardware already in place at that time? When that was, what, 4 years ago? Five? Six?
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, it was. And how long has this been going on? Probably for longer than what we want to believe. Glenn, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I mean, truly. And that's what's going to happen today as Representative Mike Nierman and a friend of mine are going to be visiting the Polk County Clerk Polk County clerk uses ESNS machines, and I'll have to get into that in the next hour, because this hour is the only hour that will be rebroadcast this evening, and I want to say something about what happens when you have dueling slates of electors. Well, the Constitution has a process for it, and Ron alluded to it in his comments early on. It happened in 1876, okay? Yesterday, in seven states, Republicans put forward Republican electors officially to Congress. What does that mean? Well, the story today in National File is a constitutional lawyer, Ivan Raiklin, outlined what happens. What'll happen is when they get together, the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, in a joint session of Congress on January 6th, to then state by state vote on approving the electors the state put forward. All you have to have is one member of the House of Representatives and one senator to object to a particular state. That would happen potentially with Arizona. Mo Brooks, Republican from Alabama, has already said he's going to do this. If a sitting U.S. Senator, a Ted Cruz, a Rand Paul, a Ron Johnson, also object, that means then at that point, the Senate goes off separately from the joint session and deliberates on the objection, on that specific objection for that state, and determines whether to accept the slate from Arizona. Now, again, on January 6th, the Senate is still in Republican hands, and Mike Pence is still the tie-breaking vote. They would vote along party lines and not accept the electoral slate from Arizona. The House then would accept the original electors from Arizona, and then Pence serves as the tie-breaking vote. He would refuse to accept the original Arizona electors. This process continues with every contested state until neither Trump nor Biden have 270 electoral votes. At this point, that then, in essence, triggers the 12th Amendment, where then the contingent election, and that's what this would be, goes to the House of Representatives. And each state gets one vote. There are 27 states that have majority Republican representatives, and 20 states have majority Democrat. There are three states that are evenly split. Republican states would vote for Trump. They would win by seven states. Now, Raiklin points out that this is already kind of underway in the Senate. Here's the problem. There's a fly in the ointment to this. And I'll tell you what it is. And it would trigger potentially a constitutional crisis. However, I'm going to have to do that in the second hour. Folks, thanks for listening in this hour. I'll be back. Just a few minutes. Don't go away.